Something really creepy happened a few months ago when I was on a road trip. I found myself driving really late at night because I was trying to find a hotel. I had stopped at a gas station, but I had no service, so I started driving to hopefully get service in the next town. However, I must have really been in a dead zone, because as I continued driving, I just didn't have any service. After driving for like 20 more minutes, I took the next exit to try to find a gas station again. I still didn't have service, and at that point, I was just going to buy a map or see if the worker at the gas station knew of any nearby hotels. So after taking the exit, I did not immediately see any gas stations or anything really. I kept driving and then took another road, hoping that it would be more promising, but it wasn't. This road appeared very quiet, and very shortly after turning onto it, I noticed something strange. There appeared to be two men just sort of standing in the middle of the road. This was confusing. They did not appear to be construction workers right off the bat because they weren't wearing reflective vests or anything. And they also did not appear to be police. As I got closer, I saw that they were just wearing regular clothes. However, they both looked right at me as I approached them. I thought they might move off to the side of the road or something. Nothing appeared wrong with the street, and this was not a road that had a sidewalk on it or anything. There was woods on both sides, and it didn't seem like anybody would be out walking around there. The men stood there in the middle of the street, blocking me from passing. I came to a complete stop, and I had a bad feeling about it. I decided that it would be best to just leave. But before I did, I saw that the men were walking towards me. I lowered my driver's window a little and asked what was going on, but they didn't answer me. They just continued approaching. One of them was going towards each side of my car. I then hit reverse and started slowly backing up. One of the men went faster towards me, and I saw the other guy going to the side of the road. At that point, I turned to try to turn my car around so that I could drive the opposite way. I was far enough from the men that I didn't think they would catch me in the small amount of time that I would be stopped. So I went slightly off the road, stopped, put my car into drive, and then I started going the opposite way. By now, one of the men had gotten within 30 feet of my car, and the other was a short distance behind that. But the second man was now holding something large. I hit the gas, not knowing what it was, and started to drive away from there. In my mirror, as I was driving off, I saw the man go down and slide the object. Whatever it was slid pretty fast, and it almost reached my car, but it went off the road right behind me. That's when I realized it was probably a spike strip, the stuff that police use to pop a suspect's tires in a chase. So these guys were trying to pop my tires, but I knew that these men were not police. I kept driving away, and I got onto the next road which led to the highway. Then I tried calling the police, but I still had no service. I got back to the highway and drove down for a little while. About 15 minutes later, I finally had service again. Then I called the police. I told them about it, and they said they would go over and look into it. The men were probably gone by then though, and I never heard anything more about it. I was able to get to a hotel that night, and then continue with my road trip. This is something that still freaks me out to this day when I think about it. I'm not sure if those guys were trying to rob me or what, but I'm just really glad that I got away from them. One night, in the middle of nowhere, I had a freaky situation happen to me. I was visiting my grandma, who lived out in the middle of nowhere. She had a house on the lake, and to get there required driving down a long dirt road for many miles. It wasn't a very popular lake, so she didn't have any neighbors, the closest houses being at least a mile or two away. Because it was such a long drive, whenever I visited, I would just naturally stay the night in her guest bedroom so that I wouldn't have to drive long, tiring hours in the darkness. One night when I was visiting my grandma, I was sitting out on her back patio just hanging out listening to music. It was close to midnight, and my grandma had gone to bed already, so I was just enjoying the nice night air while sitting outside on my phone. Over the sound of my music, I thought I heard something banging or clanking around. There was a steady breeze that night, so I just expected it to be the wind moving something and making noise down by the boathouse. However, as the night continued, I also saw some quick flashes of light from down by the dock and the boathouse, and I knew that somebody had to be messing around down there. I was nervous because I was out in the middle of nowhere and isolated enough that there shouldn't be anybody nearby, let alone looking around down by my grandma's boathouse. I thought about calling the cops, but decided against it because it would take over an hour for them to arrive most likely. Instead, I turned off the music and went inside to grab my grandma's revolver, which I knew she kept loaded. Upon coming back outside the patio, I saw occasional movements of light down by the boathouse, so I decided to confront whoever it was now that I had a weapon. I called out to stop messing around by the dock and to reveal themselves and leave the property. I assumed that whoever it was would simply just leave without revealing who they were, but to my surprise, the figure of a tall, skinny man stepped out onto the dock. Illuminated by the moonlight, all I could see was his figure at first, but as he approached, I saw that it was an older gentleman. He casually began walking up the dock and towards where I was standing on the back patio, as if he had been doing nothing wrong. He didn't say anything as he slowly kept approaching, so I yelled out to stop and leave the property or else I'd shoot. I thought for sure that would be enough warning for him, but he just kept coming up the lawn towards me. I finally took a warning shot right above his head to stop him from advancing. After I had fired the shot, he put up his hands and spoke to me for the first time, saying to take it easy and relax. Fully creeped out by the demeanor of this old skinny man, I told him to leave immediately or I would shoot him. The man stood still for a couple seconds, and I thought that he might start walking towards me again and I'd have to shoot him. However, he turned back and walked out into the woods, back down to the left of the dock, and disappeared. I was worried the rest of the night and didn't get much sleep, half expecting him to come back, but he never did. I'm not sure what his deal was and why he was so comfortable and nonchalant about approaching me while at gunpoint. The following morning, I warned my grandma about it, just in case he ever came around again. This happened to me 2 years ago, and I still remember it like it was yesterday. I live in the countryside of Ireland, far from the nearest town, out in the middle of nowhere. It's usually pretty quiet, which is nice. Most nights, the only sounds I hear are the occasional cow escaping the field next door, or my dog barking at someone walking by. But about 2 years ago, I heard something really strange. It was late spring, and the night sky was clear. I remember stepping into the kitchen around midnight for a snack. As I rummaged through the cupboards, I began to hear noises outside. At first, I thought it was just an animal, but the sounds only grew louder. I opened up the window to listen better, and I saw my dog standing by the back door. She wasn't barking, which was strange because she usually barks at anything, especially animals. Instead, she was focused on the forest behind our house. The noise was hard to describe, but it was like metal being scraped, but it had a croaky quality to it. I didn't like it, and the fact that my dog was scared made me uneasy, because she was a big dog and not easily frightened. I couldn't understand what could be out there, so I decided to bring her inside and go to bed. But as I lay in my room, the sound seemed to follow me. It shifted to the front of the house, which didn't make sense. I shut my curtains, hoping to block out whatever was outside. Just as I got comfortable, I heard a tap on my window. It was soft at first, but then it became a steady tapping noise. It sounded like stones being thrown against the glass. I stayed under the covers, just listening and hoping that it would stop. It went on for what felt like an eternity, but eventually I fell asleep. The next morning, I mentioned the night to my neighbors. That's when I found out a man had moved into a house just around the corner. They said he wasn't exactly a law-abiding citizen, and he had a history of trouble with the law, so much so that whispers about him being a drug dealer floated around. About a month later, a massive stash of drugs was discovered in a shed nearby, and we never saw that man again after that. Thinking back, I can't shake the feeling that he might have been trying to scare me that night while he was high or something. But it was just all so strange. Like, how did he create that sound for hours? And how did the sound move around the outside of my house so quickly? What unsettled me the most was the thought of what could have happened if I had gone to check on the noise. I'm still not 100% sure of what it was, but it freaked me out.
A long time ago, my job had an office near the Canadian border in Washington State. I often had to travel up there to help train staff. Being a bachelor in my late 20s and liked getting away for a few days, I was always up to making some extra cash by volunteering to go whenever help was needed up there. I would usually fly up there, but there were a few occasions where I would have to bring some equipment with me and would drive. This one particular time was about 17 years ago. We had bought a bunch of equipment wholesale and would have to be delivered, along with some other odds and ends, to our office in upstate Washington. Of course, everyone knew that I would volunteer for the drive. I would be driving a box truck up there and would have to fly back. Prior to this, I would always drive a company car or an SUV, but I wasn't too worried. The box truck wasn't that big. I always preferred to start my journey toward the end of the day because I'm one of those people who like driving at night. For the majority of my drive, it was uneventful. I only stopped at gas stations and the occasional rest stop whenever nature called. At some point near the California-Oregon border is when things started to get strange. It was approximately 1 o'clock in the morning. I had to stop at a rest area. It was probably the last one on the California side. In the far distance, I do remember seeing some truckers parked, but basically, the rest of the parking lot was empty. Now at this point, I wasn't really thinking anything was creepy or out of the ordinary. I get out of my truck and go to the restroom to take care of business. I took my time because I wanted to stretch my legs a bit. Once I made my exit and began walking back over to my truck, I noticed that there's a vehicle parked next to mine. This entire parking lot was open, and this person pulls up right next to me. I thought it was odd, but I brushed it off and jumped back into the truck to continue my journey. About 10 or 12 miles down the freeway, my truck begins to act funny. The interior lights begin flickering. A little while later, all the lights in the vehicle go out. The interior lights, the taillights, and the headlights. At this point, it's about 2 a.m., and I'm driving through a forested area in southern Oregon. I was more angry than scared at that point. Driving 60 miles an hour in the middle of what seemed to be like a scene out of Tales from the Dark Side, I pound my fist on the dashboard and scream at the truck. Almost instantly, everything came back on. At the next rest stop, I decided to pull over again. All the adrenaline made me had to take another piss. I jumped out of my truck and went to the restroom, although this time I didn't take as long inside. When I came back out, I remember thinking that I should stay there until dawn. As I approach my truck again, I see an older guy, somewhat heavy-set, gray hair. He was standing next to my truck. I didn't see a vehicle near mine, but I just assumed that he was out stretching his legs. As I get closer, he starts up a conversation, saying something about the weather. A very light snow was falling, but not the kind of stuff that stays on the ground. I wasn't really paying much attention to him, because my first impression was he was just a lonely old guy who wanted to chat, and I really wasn't in the mood. He then said something that made my hairs stand up. As he was looking at my truck, he says, "Are you having some mechanical problems?" I stopped in my tracks, and I felt all the blood rushing to my head. I just said, "No, it's working fine. I just stopped here to use the restroom." "Oh, well, I don't live too far from here. You're more than welcome to join me for a hot cup of coffee, or maybe you want to rest on the couch for a while." This guy had no idea who I was, and he was inviting me into his home. This kind of gave me the creeps, but I kept it to myself. So I basically ended the conversation with, "No thanks, I better get back on the road before the snow gets worse." As I was driving away, I see that he's walking behind the restrooms, so I think to myself, "What the heck was that all about?" My mind is racing and retracing my last few stops. How did this guy know that I was having mechanical problems with my truck? I suddenly thought back to the rest stop in California and remembering that car that was parked next to me. Could he have done something to the wiring of my truck while I was in the restroom? A few more miles down the road, I wasn't having any new problems with my lights, but I did have to stop at a gas station to fill up. In the state of Oregon, they don't let you pump your own gas, so while I was waiting for the attendant, I decided to go in and grab a drink. As I was waiting for my fueling, I walk around my truck and look for any signs of tampering, and then noticed up near the front fender of the truck, I could see some smears that I wasn't really sure of. I just told myself, "You're just freaking yourself out." As soon as the attendant filled up my tank, I jumped back into the truck, and just as I was pulling out of the gas station, I see a car parked in the corner of the gas station's parking lot. Someone was inside, staring at me. I tell myself that I'm just being paranoid, but this car looked a lot like the one that I had seen in California. Was that old man following me? Was he waiting for the right time and place to sabotage my vehicle? As I continued driving, the snow became a bit more concerning. I didn't grow up in an area that had heavy snowfall, but I did have a little bit of experience driving in the snow, but not enough to know when things became too hazardous. I looked out my rearview mirror and see a pair of headlights trailing behind me, which was odd, because most drivers just passed me up, but this person was tailing me. I was already going well under the speed limit, and I slowed down a bit more, but still, the driver was not passing me. I was approaching Portland, Oregon. It was still dark out, and the snow was still lightly falling. I decided that I would pull over again, and maybe the car that was behind me would pass. I take the next exit, and in front of me is another gas station, with a patrol car parked out front. I immediately pulled up next to the cruiser and got out. There was a lady police officer there, and I start making a conversation with her about the snow and the expected conditions. I was thinking about telling her about the car behind me, but suddenly I felt kinda silly about it. What was I going to say? "Hey officer, I think I'm being followed by an old man who may or may not have done something to my truck." She was very nice, and she asked me where I was going and where I came from. I kept looking around to see if I could spot the car, but it was nowhere in sight. She suggested that I stop for the night, and starts telling me about the dangers of driving without proper sleep, and tells me that if I go down the road a couple blocks, there is a motel behind a gas station. I decided that she was right. The stress of this entire situation was exhausting. Hopefully by the time I get back out on the road, the snow would be gone, and I would be more rested. As I pulled up to the motel, I decided to park my truck behind the building, so it wouldn't be seen from the road. I go to my hotel room as quickly as I could, and lock the door. Honestly, I didn't get much rest. I stayed up and watched TV and nodded off here and there, jumping at every noise I heard outside. My mind kept racing back, recalling all the events from before the California border, up to my conversation with a police officer. Maybe he saw me talking to the cop and decided to back off. Maybe he was waiting for me to pull over at another rest stop to carry out whatever his plan was. Why would a stranger invite another stranger into his house in the middle of the night at a rest stop? And why did he ask if I was having problems with my truck? This all felt too strange to just be a coincidence. Finally, at around 7 a.m., I decided that enough was enough. I got up, had myself a big breakfast before checking out of the hotel, and continued on my trip to the office. Thankfully, nothing else strange happened, but I always wondered about that night. Call me paranoid, but something deep down tells me that I interrupted that old man from doing something else to my truck at the rest stop in Oregon. Maybe he was part of a robbery plot for whatever was in the back of my truck. I guess I'll never know. I just feel like I avoided something terrible happening to me.
This happened back when I was 8 years old. Back then, I had a friend named Max. Max and I were friends from school and would hang out at each other's houses. I remember that one Friday night, I got invited to sleep over at his house. For the most part, Max's family had a pretty average house in a common neighborhood. The living room of the house was at the front end, and the kitchen was towards the back. The bedrooms were located upstairs. So I went to his house after school with my sleeping bag, toothbrush, and some other stuff. My mom was going to pick me up from his house the next morning. When I got there, I remember I had pizza with Max and his family and we hung out. Later on in the night, I don't remember exactly why, but for some reason we were going to sleep in the living room. Maybe it was because that's where the TV was, or maybe it was just because there was more space there. But both Max and I put our sleeping bags on the floor down in the living room. When it got late, Max's parents and sister went up to bed, and the two of us hung out in the living room. We didn't stay up that much longer though, because Max got tired pretty quickly. I remember that he got into his sleeping bag and was soon out. I, on the other hand, was not that tired. I remember laying down, getting under my covers, and closing my eyes, but for some reason, I just couldn't sleep. I really didn't feel tired at all. I didn't have a cell phone or anything way back then, so I was pretty bored. I was just laying there in the dark, looking around the living room, or trying to sleep. This went on for what felt like a really long time. I would say that it was at least 30 minutes to an hour. The house was very dark, and also completely silent. Then, suddenly, out of nowhere, I heard the sound of the garage door open. It was the door that led from the garage to the pantry, which was next to the dining room. When I heard it, I was really surprised. I had no idea who that would be. For a moment, I thought maybe it was Max's father, but I had literally seen everybody in his family go up to bed in the other direction. I also could not see the garage door from where I was. You see, the living room was completely closed off from that part of the house. You had to go around a corner and enter the kitchen. Then you would have a view of the dining room and pantry area. I could only see a small part of the kitchen from where I was, and it was the opposite direction. After I heard the door open, I briefly heard footsteps, which were really quiet, but then things were pretty much silent again. I quickly became really nervous, fearing that it might be an intruder. I was expecting whoever it was to probably walk through the kitchen and either go into the living room or go upstairs. Either way, that would be walking by me if they did. I laid in my sleeping bag and did not make a sound at all, but I did look over to the corner. I didn't see anything, but I was half expecting to see somebody walk around the corner at any moment, but as I continued to watch, I didn't see anyone. I did not hear anything more either. I definitely was not tired now. I just kept laying there, not knowing what to do or what was going on for the longest time. Maybe 10 or 15 minutes later, I still hadn't heard or seen anything, and I decided to wake Max up. I went over to him and tapped his shoulder. After a few tries, he awoke, and he asked me what was going on. I told him that I heard the garage door to the house open, and I thought that somebody had entered. He asked me if I was joking, and when I said no, he seemed to wake up. After whispering to each other and discussing it for a few moments, we decided to go and look. I was pretty nervous, but Max and I got up and walked over to the corner to go and see. We walked over, and right before we reached the wall and entrance of the kitchen, we heard the sound of the door opening again. Then, as we looked around the corner, we were just in time to see the garage door closing and somebody walking out of it. We did not get a good look at all of who the person was, but we could tell that somebody had been there. After the door to the garage shut, Max and I were both completely shocked. Max then ran over to the garage door and locked it. After that, he sprinted back over to the living room and said he was going to wake up his parents. I waited in the living room as Max went upstairs and returned about a minute later with his parents. They came down and Max's father walked into the garage. We discussed what happened with his mother, and a few minutes later, his father returned inside. He said that whoever was there had left. Max's father even looked around the backyard a little bit and was confident that he didn't see anyone. At that point, everybody pretty much went back to bed. Max's parents went back upstairs, and Max and I got back into our sleeping bags. Now, Max once again fell asleep relatively fast, and I once more could not. I laid there awake for at least another 30 minutes. Things were completely silent. However, I finally started to feel relaxed and even a little bit sleepy. But just then, those feelings were interrupted when I heard the garage doorknob turn. With it being locked though, the door did not open. I figured that the person was back. Luckily, they were not able to get inside. I just heard them try the door that one time. I kept laying there and listening. There were no more noises. Eventually, I was able to fall asleep. The next morning, I told Max about hearing the doorknob turn again the previous night. We told his parents as well, and his dad searched the entire property. However, whoever had been there must have actually been gone then, because he didn't find anything. My mom soon came and picked me up after that. I didn't really hear anything more of it from Max. I stayed over at his house a few more times, and nothing like that ever happened again.